This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Welcome all the way back to BXB, the Bronx Baseball Podcast. Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle. We have missed 3 to 4 weeks. We're coming up on almost a month. I want to apologize for any loyal listeners out there that feel like we might have abandoned the podcast or just completely stopped it. I had to move in the last month. I have a 5-month-old baby who we cannot afford childcare for yet. We cannot afford a full-time nanny for yet. So since my job is at night, I'm in the position that I'm available to take care of my son during the day. And I like doing it. I don't mind spending that time with him because I know this time is limited and he's already growing fast. So I don't hate it, but it does complicate things for me as far as scheduling podcasts or interviews or anything during the day. I'm on bottle, nap, diaper duty. I'm sure C-Mac remembers.
And then plus you have a baby too, so it's really tough.
You have to do everything.
Bottle diapers and then plus a baby, so you got a lot to deal with.
Yeah. You have to do everything, and like I said, I don't mind it, but it's just like it's hard to say, okay, I'm going to be ready at 3 when he's screaming and yelling at 3, and we've kind of missed the mark with
It's not all on you too. My schedule's been thrown up in the air since the start of the new gig, so we've been sleeping. We've been on opposite schedules. So apologize to anybody. But hey, if we were going to miss a month, why not a month of meaningless baseball to miss? That's if this would have been last year, we would have found a way through all the diapers and sleeping to get it done because we've actually would have been talking about meaningful baseball, but we haven't been.
Exactly right. Like, I'm not going to hold you. Like, there was no urgency to get to the pod because it's like, what are we really doing here? A lot of people have already decided this season is over. I know I did. And what we'll do on this show, I'm a little under the weather, so I don't want to, you know, be congested and blowing my nose and sneezing the whole episode, which I will turn my mic off and do here and there. But we'll try to hit the stories and the series and the topics of conversation in the Yankees universe that went on through the last month. And C-Mac will give his reaction after I throw him out there. And if I disagree or have something to add, I'll interject. But I think that's a good way to catch everybody up going into this week. Obviously, we have the Toronto Blue Jays coming into town. So the series that we missed, we go all the way back to the Nationals series, August 22nd through 24th. To this past series in Boston, where the Yankees were able to win. So you ready to go, C-Mac? You ready to go all the way back in time? Let's go into the Wayback Machine.
Back August 22nd,
right? So Greg Allen, DFA'd. Billy McKinney disappears to the IL. Those guys, second tours of duty end. And the Yanks were swept at home by Boston. Judge debuted his Jordan cleats and he had the one ring picture and the pink cleats, one and done. He wore those one time. He went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts, and they lost to the Red Sox. You never saw him put those cleats on again. But going into the Nationals series, we're on a 9-game losing streak, and or we're on an 8-game losing streak. And the story is 9 games, and we're starting to get historic. If they go to 10 games, we're talking about the Polo Grounds. The kids were called up, but it was just Peraza and Pereira. And the Yankees were back home. I actually went to that one game they won where Judge hit 3 homers, but I put that series on Tommy Kahnle. Chris, can you remember what you were thinking around that time?
Stop throwing changeups. That's what I was thinking.
I put that on his one pitch.
He's gotten a little bit better since, but he went through that stretch where he was really bad blowing games because he was doing nothing but throwing that changeup. I know he loves it. I know it's his best pitch, and it's a good one. But he just, you know, he got into a rhythm there. But what I think about there is really the end. I was much more optimistic than you were. I still had some belief in this team, but that was pretty much where it really, that 9-game Because if you look back on it now, if they go 500 during that time period, we're having a different season even right now. I mean, to lose all those games, that stretch is really not the defining moment of the season, because it was bad way before that, but that's really what knocked them out and made this last month meaningless, was that 9-game losing streak. So when I think back to it, yeah, I mean, I hearken back to the Judge stuff and the 3-game sweep against the Red Sox, and really the one bad Cole start that you can even remember. I mean, he got lit up that Saturday. I was at the stadium that day with my kids, and we spent more time in the play zone jumping on giant sized peanuts than we were watching the game, because Cole got lit up early in the game. So yeah, I mean, when I think back to that time, it was the worst brand of baseball they played, and it's really what put a nail in the coffin of the season. And since then, I mean, they played better. They've won, 14 of their last 19? They're one of the hotter teams in baseball. The kids came up and changed the feel around the team instantly. And some people got crazy. I would still get calls. They're going to do it. They're only 7 games back. And you know, they can win all these games. They still have 6 with Toronto and all that. But that 9-game stretch really put a nail in the coffin of the season. And then it was just, let's see the kids. And it became enjoyable for a while just to sit back, relax, and then watch the Yankees. But yeah, that National Series was the end of that stretch of just miserable baseball that culminated in really killing the season.
Yeah, so then after that, they go to Tampa. Clark Schmidt's dad, Dwight Schmidt, flies the plane from Newark to Tampa. I bet that's the only time that's ever happened. Player's dad flying the team plane. I thought that was cool, and I thought that was good to, like, break up the tenseness, the no fun that the guys were having. I'm thinking maybe they go down to Tampa and they tap back into that rivalry and it sparks something, but they end up losing in Tampa. And that's when, well, they won the first game, which I guess
they won had the first game,
the right vibes.
But that's also when Rosarena doesn't like getting hit. And there was some of that tension between the teams that's really been bubbling since 2020. But it brought a little fight out in the team, and just, you were looking for some sort of life from them at that point, coming off that 9-game losing streak. But ultimately, it has one of the more embarrassing moments where Lowe says they're a last place team.
Right.
We don't have anything to gain from fighting with a last place team. And he was 100% right. And it's not that it already hadn't sunk in, but that comment, it was kind of just like, yeah, that's where we are. There is no point in the Rays bothering with us because we are not worthy of them. And then I remember there was a moment there in that series and this whole thing where Rosarena gets hit. He goes on first. And you know he's pissed off and he's going to steal bases. You know it. You know he's going to run. And the Yankees were helpless to stop him. Yeah. He just got on first. He stole second. He stole third. He ended up scoring a run. And it was just like, they will do whatever they want to do, and the Yankees cannot stop them. And it was one of the more low points where it was just a realization of, yeah, we're not going to make the playoffs. Yeah, the team's miserable. Yeah, it's been this horrible year. Yeah, we want to fire Cashman and everybody. Yes, 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 yes. Miserable season, worse than 40 years. But ultimately, it came down to the Tampa Bay Rays, who spend a dime for every dollar we do, can do whatever they want, whenever they want. And we can't stop them. And it was just like, oh. I mean, it was just a low point. I know it's a couple of stolen bases from a great player, but it just gave up that whole vibe. Then the comments at the end of the game, it was just like, we're beneath the Rays. Like, even when you felt bad and you would argue about the Rays, it was always, well, the Rays are now on our level. The Rays have done such a good job, and they spend pittance to what we do, and we're the same. We win divisions, they win divisions. We have series where we beat them, they have series where they beat us. But they've managed to come onto the same ground as the Yankees. And this year it felt like we're not on that same ground. They have completely overtaken us. The Baltimore Orioles have completely overtaken us. And we're battling with the Red Sox to be the worst team in the American League. And they can do whatever they want. And they can not fight us. They can fight us. They can steal bases. They can hit home runs. They can win games. They can lose games. It doesn't really matter. They don't think about the Yankees. And that was a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, that was the last weekend in August. The Yankees hadn't won a series in all of August until they go on to Michigan, to Detroit. And if you can't beat the Detroit Tigers, come on. And I remember thinking about, you know, they can't go the whole dog days of August without one series win. Okay, they get the series win in Detroit, And of course, they can't sweep them. Gleyber Torres throws the game away in extra innings.
Yes.
But I was just like, it's too little, too late. But I think a lot of Yankee fans celebrated around that time. Josh Donaldson being put on waivers, the end of his time here. And then some Yankee fans were disappointed in Harrison Bader being put on waivers before September 1st. So that was the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st in Michigan, a four-game set. Yankees take the first three, can't sweep. Bye-bye, Donaldson. Harrison Bader, thanks for your time here. Oh, and Anthony Volpe, 2020 season as a rookie. Good to see it.